We are going to be specifically out in Aledo starting in June. We have several events that we're attending. We're going to be at the Rhubarb Festival. We're going to have a Bridging the Literacy event at our Aledo location, which is where we will invite anyone and everybody from the community to come in, learn about our program. We'll be handing out free books. We'll be doing arts and crafts with the kids, and the family service workers will be on hand to enroll people that evening. We have a few construction things and a few just logistical things that we need to take care of before we can invite people into that space, because we want the space to look like what it's going to look like when those kids enter that facility on day one in the fall. So we are currently working on that right now. Head Start stays with a family and its family members for their entire lives. I have met so many people this last week who were Head Start children. And then because of how it helped them as young children, how Head Start as an organization helped their parents with education and access to health care and other resources that they might not have already had, they're passionate about the program. And so we are an nationwide organization that is full of teachers and family service workers who were Head Start children. So that tells you a lot about the impact that the program has on individuals. Personally, it motivates me because, you know, we know what poverty can do to a family and how that can disadvantage children almost their entire lives if they don't have any kind of intervention or education. And that's kind of where we step in. So we help people provide their children with that education. But like I said before, we also treat the family in a very holistic way. So we're educating them and getting them in contact and connection with all those resources, you know, that they didn't know that they had. Education is probably the biggest hurdle, I think, and getting people connected with the things that they need. Because if they don't know it's out there and they don't know who to go to, or they don't feel comfortable going to the people who are out in the community, you know, talking about these things, then, you know, we lose an opportunity to help a family.